dismiss as ridiculous nonsense the idea of a haunted house. After all, who in their right mind believes in ghosts? The thing is, what has happened when several people in the same place and at the same time claim to have had the same strange experience? Is it all a big hoax? Are they barking mad? I don't think so.
I hate to say it, but I might disagree with Joss Ackland there. I think a lot of people nowadays are barking mad, and worse. If you saw the site today, there's a story. In fact, there are two stories up there. One simply titled "Straightjacket Bush," and the other one is a comment from Hugo Chavez.
That's it till next time.
In Ventura? In Venezuela. Well, but there's a Ventura, Venezuela. And he says that Bush ought to be put away in a loony bin. I don't know how you folks feel about that, but I think you know how I feel about it. And it is one of those great nights in the month of October. It's the second one, in fact, our second Halloween special. And Lord Bradley Steiger is here, coming to us, as always, through the courtesy and endless benevolence of the lovely lady of the castle. And I think, rats notwithstanding, they are making their move about this time of year. Lord Bradley is standing by, hopefully sitting. Are you there?
I am here.
When do the rats begin making their move?
This is that time of year.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, you're right.
We should duck that story in sometime for our newcomers. Classic. I still have images of it in my mind lurking.
I do, too.
Well, you have more reason than I, but I'm still there in spirit.
Well, I was not too long ago. I brought it up when we were having dinner with my sister and her friend, and Sherry said that you often get me to tell the story of how we fought off the rats when we were children. And I suppose she wasn't more than 4 at the time, but she clearly remembered standing there with her stick, with her board.
Wait a minute. She did it too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Come on.
We had to.
Now, for you folks don't know, they weren't married when Sherry was 4.
No.
They lived in different homes, different locations.
Right. No, my sister recalled standing beside me.
Oh!
With her board, yeah.
I thought you said Lady Sherry had to do that when she was a youngster.
No.
Well, if it weren't for the semi-automatic weapons you had, you probably would have lost.
We had fully automatic weapons. You could swing that board as often as your arms could flex. That was our automatic weapon.
Anyway, we won't go into that. Right now, we may go into
that. Now we have everyone wondering what in the hell we're talking about.
Well, we'll tell.
But that's good. That's good to keep an aura of mystery.
Now, it is aura.
Mean.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of auras and the paranormal, an aura of mystery. What we are going to do tonight is try to give away some goodies to you folks. And unfortunately, many of you folks aren't listening live.
Yeah.
Because of time shifting in this day and age of computers and all the rest of it, the radio stations do. But there are a lot of you who are listening in live, so you'll get a chance to win some goodies. And this month of October is our special month, our very favorite month, and Brad and Sherry are kind enough to participate in 3 programs. Sherry is in the background, as all wonderful, great women usually are, unless you're Hillary Clinton, and then you move forward, and much to the chagrin, consternation, and outright terror of most of the populace, you grin and you smile as the New World Order candidate in fact, candidate already installed. This is going to be a frightful eight more years with Slick as Secretary of something. You watch. She'll appoint him to some big... It's all being... or it's awful. Talk about horror. We don't have to go any further than 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and the U.S. Congress. That's the true horror of these days. But we try to lighten it up a little bit around this time of year. Have fun. We have a contest running. It is now over. We have some winners to announce tonight, our ghost story winners. Brad is going to read the winning story, and I can't wait to hear it. I've read it myself, but he reads it so well. And then, of course, the second place winner in that contest will be read as well tonight. We have contest prizes, two special guests, Paul Bartholomew and Dave Esther and Sharon Esther. The Esther twins will be along a little later to play us some electronic voice phenomena, some ghost voices. And that's always fun. They have so many classics. Wow.
So I that's told them they up. Have to play our favorite tonight, Jeff.
All right. I hope so.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we are we must check in on the weather front and see how it's going back there. It's kind of been bizarre in Southern California, as everyone knows. Calming down there now.
Well,
nothing left to burn.
Well, we certainly want to send our prayers and our thoughts of kindness and goodwill to that terrible situation, to those people who have suffered that conflagration in a horrible, horrible. It would be terrible to stand there and watch your house burn. And we have many friends, of course, in that area, so just want to say that our prayers are with them.
Well, the thing about Southern California fires, and most fires, is once they burn, they're done burning. But in Southern California, the fuel, since it's so fast-growing, manzanita, madrone, brush, all that, it grows back in 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
5 years, it's fully recovered. It's 10, 12 feet thick, some of it. Ready to roll the next time.
Ready to roll again the next time it gets dry.
And the psycho part of it is that apparently most all the fires were arson. And
it's unbelievable and unforgivable. How could punishment appropriately be meted out to someone who would do that?
Burning at the stake works.
Yeah, well, that would
eight
nothing.
People died, I think, something like
yes.
that.
Yes. So last I've heard, it's up over 14. So, I mean, that's
14 deaths?
That's what I heard.
Yeah. Well, there are those who suggest that there is great money to be made in these disasters.
Mm.
And indeed there is.
Mm.
So, I don't know. We've, you know, had some bizarre things over the years come and go in the news, and not the least of which are when firefighters themselves are sometimes caught starting fires.
Yeah, strange.
It's bizarre. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, our second Halloween program. I hope all of you out there have your pumpkins by now. And there's so many interesting things to do with them. On Brad and Sherry's page at rents.com, I hope you can go click on the name Steiger if you're online. Take a look at the wonderful opening page that we have for you. And we really want to thank the artist. It's right there. You'll see it. It's a superb haunted house, and we took months to get permission. Dave and Sharon were finally able to do that for me. I couldn't get through to the artist, and they got permission to use it.
Oh, it's great.
It's
great.
It is truly beautiful.
I have shared it with many, many people, telling them, look what we got permission to put up. And, of course, to the man or woman, everyone has agreed that that's a perfect representation of our castle. A perfect, accurate depiction of our estate. So it's just marvelous the way that worked out.
That's just your fall home. You don't live there all year round.
No, just around Halloween. Should we start with a contest tonight?
I'm ready to go.
Okay. And we're going to give away a prize that we're going to give away last time. And that's of Wolfman Dan's, that magnificent panel from his graphic novel, The Fist of Wraith.
Now, the Fist of what?
Wraith. W-R-I-T-H. Wraith. Like a ghost.
W-R-A-I-T-H.
Right. We had it up last program. I don't know if we can restore that. But this is from that graphic novel, and this is an illustration of the hero who has just dispatched Fall the Planet Smasher to the death martial arts combat. So that's what the winner of this prize will truly prize.
It's good. Okay.
I hear the music, so I'll wait.
Okay, the question will be coming up in a moment or two. Let's find the number here in the paper computer files. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Be right back.
Written in the last days, a world leader will rise up, rebuild Solomon's temple, and usher in 3.5 years of world peace under a new Roman Empire.
When possessed by Satan, he'll declare himself God and embark on a reign of terror until the Lord comes and destroys him. The final battle between heaven and hell approaches.
Now, did you get that? Were you taking notes?
Well, Armageddon, here we come.
Yeah, that's a Halloween story for you. Well, I thought that would be a little change of pace.
That was. It was a change of pace.
All right. Did that sound like Lugosi a little bit?
A little bit.
A rain, but it wasn't.
Right. No.
I don't know who it was. It's on Tex Mar's site, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't Tex, I know.
No. Tex isn't that good. All right. Contest number one for all of you folks out there with telephones. 800-259-9231 is the number. And the question is?
The question is, since this magnificent piece of art that we're talking about features a wolf like humanoid, a wolf-like creature, a wolf man, if you wish, as the hero of Fist of Wraith. Although we associate the black cat with witches and Halloween, in the original celebration of the holiday, what animal was truly feared?
In the original celebration of the holiday, what animal was truly feared? It wasn't the black cat.
Right. No. So it wasn't the black cat. As we associate now with Halloween, you can't have Halloween without those black cats. But in the beginning, the original celebration, what animal was truly feared?
Well, that goes back several centuries.
That goes back several centuries.
A skunk?
You're not eligible.
Sorry. I'm wrong anyway.
Yeah.
Kangaroo? Okay. 800.
Okay. Stop it.
All right.
Stop it.
All right. 800-259-9231. What animal was originally feared in the good old days of the original Halloween? Did you see the movie V?
Mm-hmm.
That was a remarkable film.
Mm-hmm. It was. I'm laughing because of the synchronicity of the way it happens so often. Uh-huh. I just had a discussion with someone about V. So
really?
It seems strange, like you've been tapping my phone again.
Uh-huh. But I do
gotcha.
That.
Gotcha.
Would I do that? When our phones are tapped as much as they are, would I tap your phone? Devin in Montana, I think. Is that right, Devin? Hello, Devin. Welcome to the program.
Thanks.
Glad you're there. I think you're there.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you. Okay. Very good. Okay, Devin, how's the weather in Montana?
It's a little cold.
What happens there?
Yeah.
What's your guess, Devin?
Is it a crow?
No, it's not a crow, but that's a good guess.
Now, that's a very good guess. Was the crow or the raven in Poe's time given equal billing with black cats and so forth?
It was pretty much black cats by then.
Was it? Mm. All right, Devin, anything else?
Nope, thanks a lot, though.
Thank you, sir,
very much.
Thank
you, Devin.
Okay, good guess. If I were a guessing man, which I'm not, I would have guessed the crow.
You would have?
Probably.
It was a good guess.
It was. All right. Well, the contest will tarry on, as they say, until we get a winner. If we don't get a winner, we'll make it so easy that someone will win it. And if that doesn't work, we'll just give the prize away.
Yeah, we want to give prizes away. I'll even throw out another question. Not for this prize, mm-hmm. not for that magnificent drawing, original artwork, but for a book, Sherry's Face-to-Face with the Unknown.
Nice.
Spooky stories.
Another
one. Yes, it's Halloween. What the heck?
It is. All right, now, I want to again Danielle Montella as the artist of the haunted house. Just take a look at that. Click on the name Steiger on my page on the left side and look at that beautiful. Just talk about mood.
Whew. Isn't that great?
That is amazing. Just love to see that up there. I wanted that for a long time. And thanks to Dave and Sharon and Danielle Montana, we've got it. Montella.
Well, we appreciate it.
Now the prize,
Lady Sherry said, I'm just awed. They've captured the tower. I mean, everything is there, and there's the light in the window mm-hmm. where I right now I'm holding forth. I mean, that's it. It's Danielle captured it. Danielle. I have a son-in-law, Daniele, so I have to be careful how I pronounce.
Yes. I have been trying to find a picture of our gift. It used to be there. I'll have to have James put it back up. I know it was there last time. Our last program. Is it up on the site? Have you seen it? Did it get transferred over there? I think it did. Should have. Well, we'll get James to put it back up there. Okay, time to take a break. Back in just a couple more minutes as we continue. We'll see if anybody has another guest about the contest underway now, 800-259-9231, and we'll meet our first special guest tonight on our Halloween special number 2 for the year 2007. Later on tonight, we'll be reading the winner and the runner-up of Best Ghost Story Submission for this year's contest. Be right back. Kind of happy there. Doesn't sound spooky. Is that the actual Exorcist theme, or did it somebody make
tubular
a mix?
Tubular bells.
Hmm. Two more folks have called in from the great state of Montana. Let's go to the phones and see if Todd has the right answer. Hello, Todd. Hi, Todd. Go ahead.
Thanks. Is it a bat?
No, no. That's another good guess.
See, that is a good guess.
But not the bat.
Okay. Crow and bat. Todd, any other? I'm going to give you two guesses. You have another guess?
How about a dog?
No, no, that's another good guess, but it's not a big black dog.
Well,
either.
Thanks for participating in the two-for-one sale. Thanks, Todd, and happy Halloween to you. Thanks very much for calling.
See you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Was it a donkey? Never mind. Justin, are you on the line?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Glad to hear. You got a pumpkin in the front yard there somewhere?
Yeah. No.
Justin, there's something about the way Justin said that.
Yes, yeah.
All right, but at least you look at them in the fields when you drive by and wave, Justin, don't you?
Yes, yes, I do.
All right. All right, young
do
man.
You have the answer, Justin.
Your guess?
So.
What
I'm
is it?
I'm going to guess wolf.
No, another good guess.
That is a good guess.
Yeah?
Wolf, yeah. But there
sorry.
Are,
No.
Thank you, Justin, very much.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Indeed. Where Halloween began was in a place that they didn't have wolves, did they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Where did Halloween begin?
Well.
In the old world.
Uh-huh.
Was it Eastern Europe? I thought it was the British Isles for some reason.
Yeah, yeah. Basically the British Isles.
The only wolves they had there were men.
Yeah, well, that's all we need.
Well, all right.
Ireland, you know, was called the land of the werewolf because there were so many, according to legend at that time, there were so many clans of wolfmen, wolfwomen, werewolves.
Well, that is a good guess. All right, well, we've had three good guesses. My guesses don't count.
No. No.
Well, I'm trying to have fun. It's taking all my fun away. Our first special guest tonight is a friend of ours who is a lot of fun and very informative and is in all kinds of things. You want to introduce him?
I would be delighted to introduce our friend Paul Bartholomew. He's been researching mysteries, anomalies, for many years. He's investigated everything from ghosts to Bigfoot to creatures to sightings of UFOs. He's written, co-authored, I should say, Monsters of the North Woods, which is primarily Bigfoot sightings in the New York and Vermont area. I know he has a new book. I thought we might have it by this program, but we'll have another visitation from Paul when the new book is out. It's in galleys now, I hear. So, Paul, welcome to the program.
Hello, Brad, and hello, Jeff. Thank
you. Hi, Paul. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
How you been?
Very good.
Excellent.
Now, it is appropriate you played that Exorcist theme because the Exorcist and the Amityville Horror are two of the cases that are perhaps known to the largest numbers of people. The Exorcist, as we know, was based on a true story, but not a young girl, a young boy. And Paul has done a lot of research on the Amityville Horror House, talking to the Warrens, talking to the Lutzes. And it's still controversial, Paul. Now, after the ectoplasm has settled here, what's your opinion on the Amityville Horror House?
Well, you hit it on the nose there with the controversial. This is probably the most case which involves the most number of lawsuits as well. cases from lawyers connected to the case. The Lutzes were in lawsuits right to the time that George Lutz died a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And the case, I think, was one that became embellished when Hollywood took over. Mm-hmm. It became sort of a cottage industry. Of films and novel adaptations and exploitation. And I think what happened pretty much is that you had an initial case which was very interesting, very intriguing, and it was exploited by Hollywood. To the time that they had passed away, the Lutzes had just a small fraction of the monetary rewards of that story. So in actuality, I think the case sort of got embellished by Hollywood. But the initial case was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a family that moved into a home, left all their belongings 28 days later. And you know, anybody who's ever moved, I mean, you're always, you need to grab this, that, and the other thing. And they just left. And, you know, they passed polygraph tests and so forth, so that it's not a case that is easily dismissed. Now, when you get into the specifics of the case and some of the claims that may have been exaggerated, then you can understand where some researchers would come in and say, well, this is, a hoax or so forth. But I think the initial case was not a hoax. I think it was a true case of a paranormal phenomena that took over a home.
Yeah, I do too. I think it was in Arizona, probably just before they moved to the Las Vegas area. Mm-hmm. I gave a lecture when I was living in Phoenix. So I gave a lecture at a local church, I believe it was. And, well, there comes the music. Anyway, a couple came up afterwards and introduced themselves as George and Kathy Lutz, and they're in the process of moving, and we had quite a lengthy talk, and they seem very convincing to me.
Okay, gang, hang on, and we'll be right back with more of our second Halloween special in just a few minutes.
I have no home, abandoned, despised, living like an animal. The jungle is my home. That I will show the world that I can be its master. I will perfect my own race of people. A race of atomic supermen which will conquer the world.
You know, he probably couldn't do a lot worse than what we have now leading the world, so let's not laugh too heartily. All right.
Now that sounded like Bela Lugosi.
It was.
Yes.
Probably sounds you in the like you in the shower too, but
yeah.
Sherry says you do your best work imitating people in the shower or singing in the shower.
That's interesting. She said that.
Maybe it was her. I don't remember. Somebody said.
Well, I don't know. She's always saying bravo and applauding, and she's a wonderful audience.
Probably a tape recording. Okay, let's go back to the phones real quick and see if we can give away a gift or two here. John in Oklahoma is on the phone there. John, thanks for calling, and are you there?
Hello.
Hi, good evening.
Thank you, Mr. Renz, for your show and all you do, for the ones for us out here that would like to pay attention to what you try to do for all of us. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, very much. I appreciate that.
And I was wondering if maybe the animal we're looking for might be a bear?
No. Oh,
it's another good guest.
But a good guess.
You know, every...
Halloween guest.
Every guess... Hold on, John.
A boar?
We're going to give you another chance here. Don't be a boar, John.
He said boar. That was an even better guess, but that's not it.
I want you to notice something. Every single guess so far has been of an animal that is essentially black in color. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is it a wolf?
We've had that guess.
No, we've had wolf.
John, great job. Good try. Hang on and listen. We're going to get to this sooner or later. Thank you very much for calling in for the nice words. I really appreciate them.
Yes, we appreciate you and all you do for us.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. God bless.
Good night. Okay. Boy, it's always nice to hear those things.
It certainly is.
Yeah. Philip in Montana is next. Okay, back to the great state of Montana. Hello, Philip.
Hi, Jeff. Hi, Brad.
Hi.
I want to just echo the previous caller, Jeff, to thank you for your work, and also you, Brad. I think, Brad, I had the pleasure to hear you speak at a conference in the late 80s hosted by John White in Hartford, Connecticut.
Oh, goodness. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I've been researching these things for many years, and I'm in Montreal, actually, Jeff.
The great
province of Quebec.
Yeah, well, the MT, I guess. I don't know where we came up with Montana and Montreal.
Okay. I'm going to take a guess, since you're not, seems to be, you didn't like bat and owl, perhaps.
Well, I love bats and owls, but that's not the answer.
Yeah, no, I'm going to guess oxen.
A what?
Oxen, because of the horn.
No, sorry, no, that's not it. That's not it.
Bears,
but nice to talk to you again after all these years.
Thank you very much. And I was just wondering if you have a minute, maybe on the subject of witches, you could talk about that theory that recently came out that the Salem witch burnings had to do with the ergot infection of their grains and their rye and stuff, and that a lot of these people were actually kind of on acid as a result, and this is why they were being perceived as witches and being burned. Do you know anything about that?
Well, I can't buy that theory for Salem. I can buy it for the great ergot epidemic that took place in France when people were seeing one another as werewolves and witches and monsters and so forth. But in Salem, I think that was pure and simple mischievous young women and their stories and their fantasies getting out of hand. And I think, as I've theorized in my book, Strange Guests, and a couple others, Real Ghosts, that this is more akin to the poltergeist phenomena, where playing around with devices, contacting the dead, having Tituba there, telling them stories. And I think they saw old Granny Nurse and Rebecca Nurse and others and said, you know, boy, she would make a good witch. I bet she's hexing people. But I've said for many, many years, there were no witches in Salem. And Ray Buckland, who brought modern Wicca to the United States and who we'll have on Halloween night, agrees with me. There were no witches in Salem.
Okay, well, thanks for that. And I'll look forward to the show on Wicca.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Philip. Take care.
Bye-bye.
And let's zip over to Puget Sound. Hello, Tom. Are you there? Tom dropped. Okay, Tom, you might have had the... Well, he's maybe going to guess oxen, too. Let's head back to Montana. Boy, I like that state.
Wow, Montana. Great. Yeah. Big
Sarah,
sky country.
It is. Sarah's on the phone. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Well, I think it might be an owl.
No, we've guessed that already.
You did? Okay, I missed it.
Well, you want to guess again?
Well, I'd love to. Maybe a snake?
No,
There were no snakes in Ireland, remember? St. Patrick, who was it?
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yes. Okay.
That's what they say anyway.
Well, thank you.
That's what they say anyway.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, let's see. Oxen, boar, bear, bat, owl.
This is astonishing because I, of course, have all these arcane ancient volumes, and I looked this. I found this in one of those, and then just to be certain, I Googled, and that's the very first thing that came up when I Googled.
Duh.
I mean, and I know you're out there Googling, folks. I mean, I don't. I thought I'm having a quick giveaway here, but I don't know. You're not trying.
I think that people are being kind and not Googling. I think that's
what you think? You think
yes.
They're really?
We asked them not to in the past. And I think
as in the old days when we used to do this?
In fact, yes, candlelight and all the rest of it. All right,
that's wonderful. That's
one
wonderful.
One more guess from Montana. Todd, I think, is back for round two. Are you there, Todd?
Todd's coming back.
Yeah, here.
Okay, Todd, let us have it.
Okay, the best internet research I can come up with says that prior to cats, people feared horses and humans. So my guess is a horse.
No, I don't know where you found that. But
I Googled it.
Well, the googly googly isn't the same googly googly I have.
Yeah, no, apparently.
All right, we're going to double the prizes.
It's Barney Google, I think you must have looked up there.
Whatever. Good try, Todd. Hang on. Keep thinking. You're entitled to as many guesses as you want, but you have to call back.
Come back.
All right. We're going to add another prize to this. Let's add Sherry's book to it. What do you say?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll even ask another question for the book.
What do you mean?
We get another one going.
Oh. I think we're going to double the prize for this one question.
Let's get another one going.
Okay. Good enough.
All right, this, folks, come on. According to tradition, how did the jack-o'-lantern get its name? And that's for the Sherry's face-to-face with the unknown, filled with lots of spooky stories and UFOs. And it's a prize winner in the teenage book contest.
All right, we have four more people online. Do you want to do this?
Well, we don't want to keep Paul waiting.
I know.
Too long
Paul's going to get calluses sitting
there. He's a busy man with other things to do.
All right, let's try and give something away real quick. All right, the next one up is. Okay, we're going to go to Pennsylvania. Hi, Chris. Welcome to the program. What is your guess?
Rats.
No. Sorry.
That's another good guess, though. These are
all
good guesses.
It's a good guess. It's a good guess.
Okay. Thank you very much, Chris. Tom in Puget Sound has reconnected. All right, Tom.
Okay, Tom.
You're on.
Come back.
He dropped again. He must be on a cell phone and driving or something.
Must be.
Okay. Bob in Washington State. You're there, Bob.
Come on, Bob.
Hey, I think it's a goat.
A what?
A goat.
A goat.
No.
Sheep
no,
with horns?
No, you're going back to witchcraft. You're going back to the beginning where they saw Pan out there dancing around with the goat. But
I appreciate the show. I've been a long-time subscriber.
Thank you. Thanks very much for that. I appreciate
it. Thanks, Bob.
Glad to have you on. Thanks, Bob. You know, we have enough animals now to fill Noah's Ark.
Well, this is really kind of a mind blower, but it's so I don't just make these things up.
Okay.
I check them out.
I know. Yeah. We trust you. All right. Anybody else? In Illinois, George, you may save the day here. We're almost out of time this hour, so go ahead, George.
Hi, Jeff. Hi, Brad. I know it's probably a strange guess, but I think it might be a poison frog.
No, sorry. We kind of have to go down to the Caribbean and the Dominicans there to get the poison frog.
That was an eclectic guess. I like
that. That was an eclectic guess. Thank you so much.
Thank you, George.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, we're going to have to take a break here in a minute. Paul Bartholomew, since you're a guest, you can't play, but do you have a guess? Don't tell us out loud.
I don't know what the question was.
Well, that doesn't disqualify you from guessing, though.
With his vast knowledge, he'd probably tune in on it right away. We want to find out what's happening in the Bigfoot scene.
We will do that in just a couple minutes. We got to do this little break. Tom in Puget Sound is back for a third time. Let's see if we can get him on the line. Are you okay, Tom?
Hello.
Hi, Tom.
Yes. Hi, Jeff, and hi, Brad.
Hi, yeah.
I too listen, Jeff, to your show nightly.
Thank you.
I really think you do a good service.
Thank you, sir, very much. What is your guess?
Well, I will guess, and maybe somebody already said it because I have my computer off now.
Okay, we've got 20 seconds.
But I'm going to guess a snake.
A snake?
No, sorry.
That's a good guess, though. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
We're in cold country where Halloween began, so there wouldn't have been any snakes to fear right then.
Thanks, Tom, very much. Okay, gang, we have to pause, and we'll do our little top-of-the-hour news break and come right back.